is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Time again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here are your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
This is Alan Ellis, and this is the Outdoorsman Radio Show. We talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors, and I am your host. So here we are, ready to take your questions.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722. MadonnaSeafood.com. Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truckliners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. And MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. And Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver. That number is 410-455-0800. 455-0800. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment today to get your MilSpec liner installed.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
There you go. I like those trumpets. But I'd sooner hear a little Hank Jr. or something. Anyway, good morning, everybody. I hope you can hear me. I need somebody to call me and let me know that everything is good on your end, because I was sitting here, all of a sudden I couldn't hear the station, I couldn't hear myself, and the machine just clicked off. I got a text from Aaron, and I reconnected, and here we are, back in business. Hopefully everything's fine. Let's see here. There we go. Hey, good morning, Kathleen. Okay, folks, it's been a long week. I woke up at 4:53 this morning. The alarm was supposed to be set for 4:20, like always. Give me a little time to get the machine set up, get my coffee, get the dog settled. 4:53, that means you set the machine up in a fog, you go press a button for the coffee, and the dogs do whatever they want to do. Yeah, alarm was set for 7:20. That's all right. I'm not tired. Not tired at all. I went to open the microwave last night to get some hot tea and open the refrigerator. Went to pour the went to make my coffee for this morning, and I put the started scooping coffee into the basket without a filter. So that's been that's been my last few hours. My goodness. Sorry, you don't need to hear all this stuff about me, but it's it's a little bit funny because it has been a long week. I've been visiting with Robin every single day, mostly in the evenings after working mostly all days, and it just caught up to me last night. I didn't get home till, I don't know, 8 o'clock, 8:30, something like that. Anyway, speaking of Robin, improving, eating, disconnected to things like the feeding tube and some other stuff. She's still recovering. Still got a long way to go. She's not able to stand and, you know, walk on her own or anything like that yet. She's still bed-bound, but she's talking a lot more. Her voice is improving. You know, when they intubate you with a ventilator and put the tube down your throat, they put that, you know, they basically spread your vocal cords apart, and it can lead to not being able to completely communicate once you're off of it. But she's talking a little better. She's still got plenty of problems, but she's getting there. She's getting there, and she's alert more now than she had been. She's eating a little bit more. Infection is gone, but you know, Robin's been dealing with some other issues, as you know, for the past 8 months before she got. Or 9-10 months now, before she got pneumonia, before she got sepsis, so, and the flu. So she's getting straightened out on that. Kidney numbers are looking great. You know, she has kidney disease, but has improved. She has anemia, but she's gotten 3 transfusions this week, so those numbers are looking a little better. But, you know, they're bringing her slowly but surely. Into a place in her health where she hasn't been for a long time. So hopefully, keeping our fingers crossed, after hospital's probably going to be rehab for a little while, and then she'll be back home. So we're praying, and we thank all of you for praying. So that's where we are. Anyway, that's what's going on here at home. Have been out and about. I've gotten to see a lot of people in the crab business. I've gotten to see a lot of people in the fishing business in the last few weeks. We're putting together Maryland Loves Crabs and Big As Fish magazine. We're combining the two. We're actually inserting Big As Fish into Maryland Loves Crabs. Two magazines in one, and separate and together type of thing. So we're still soliciting pictures, crabbing pictures, you know, whether you're on the water, whether you're, eating crabs, enjoying crabs, whether you got a kid having crabs, crabbing, eating crab, all that. And then also photos of snakeheads and catfish and things like that. So spread the word to your friends and loved ones who fish and crab that we're looking for photos. Simply email all those to ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. And those two magazines will be out within the next month or so. We're shooting for April, sometime in April. So it's a lot of progress. Meeting some good people. Talked to some new folks. Got some new advertisers. And, you know, the old folks are the old sponsors and advertisers. The ones who have been with us for years are hanging right in there. They love the magazine. Their customers love the magazine. And we love the magazine. Also, any recipes that you might have, looking forward to getting some recipes for crab cakes, crab soup, soft crabs, anything, any techniques that you use to catch crabs, steam crabs, any of that stuff, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. Same way with snakeheads and catfish. You got a special technique, a special bait, a special picture. Bring it on, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. How about that? How about that? So we are waiting for our first caller, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. The answer is, Gary, no freebies today, no giveaways today, but I do believe that we'll be back with High Tide Lures and Tackle Box Tim Sherman with a good selection of lures the end of March. We did receive yesterday, I received a beautiful rifle scope put together by the folks at Hawke, H-A-W-K-E. This is a 3x9x40 and specifically put together for muzzleloaders, shotguns, and, straight wall cartridges. Shotguns, muzzleloaders, and straight wall cartridges. That's for sure. Dang it. Yeah, there we go. And we're going to try that. We're going to try that through the summer. And then Hawke is joining us in the muzzleloader promotion to supply the scopes for the CVA muzzleloaders. How about that? So, as you know, if you've won one or if you've been listening, the CVA muzzleloader has been coming with simply the scope mount, the scope and ring mount. And you've had to select your own optics, which is good. I mean, people like their choices. But it's not we don't want to give you a choice, but it's an added bonus that you will be receiving a scope with the muzzleloader from the folks at Hawke Optics, and they'll be starting their promotion in August. So we're looking forward to that. I want to shout out to our buddy Sam for that, helping us out with that. So let's see. Who's on the line here? Kathy in Overly. Good morning, Kathy. How are you?
Good morning, sir.
How are you?
My best to Robin.
Thank you very much.
And my sister lives off the Beltway at Exit 32 in Baltimore.
Yeah.
And she has deer coming up to her door.
Yep.
She probably has a half acre of land. What can she do to keep them away from the house?
Keep them away. Wow.
And they're as tall as I, and I'm 5'5".
Yeah, I know. They're pretty tall. Yeah. They're 3 foot high at the shoulder, so that, you know, puts her head up there about, you know, 4.5 feet. Yep. What, is she afraid of them?
No. She's not afraid. She just doesn't want them to come through her glass windows.
I see. Well, they, you know, that's a possibility, especially during the breeding season where it could happen, and the reason it happens is bucks are very territorial, you know, and they fight each other that time of year in late October. And if they see each other in a glass door.
No, I've seen them, and I don't think they're bucks. I'm pretty sure they're does.
Okay. All right. Either you're going to talk or I'm going to talk, Kathy. Who's it going to be?
Okay.
Thank you very much. I was explaining to you so you can tell your sister that her fears are valid. Okay? So, what was your question about? Was it a fence? Is that what you were going to say?
How does she keep them away from her house?
Well, they're probably attracted to, does she have a garden? Does she have plants?
No. It's probably half acre straight.
Yeah, I get it. Okay.
Straight grass.
All right, straight grass, half acre. I would put some type of motion, wind-activated motion device, or some you can buy at garden stores that spin, like a little pinwheel like we had. There are some that are round that look like big eyes, and, you know, she'd have to put a stake out there and let those, you know, kind of twirl in the wind a little bit. That's one. There are also chemicals that you can buy. Actually, it's a natural product that she can buy, at the garden store to repel deer. You mix it with water and you spray it around the edge. But I will tell you, it's going to be very difficult. It's going to be very difficult because they're going to go where they're going to go. But those are a couple of ways that she can
Okay.
You know, yeah, I mean, just ask her to go to the garden store somewhere over there and see what...
And she doesn't want to discourage them, and there's an elementary school around.
They're not going to do anything with the elementary school. They're not harmful. They're not going to hurt anything. They're mostly just curious. They're not going to attack anybody
they're
or do
beautiful.
Anything. Sure they are. What is she afraid of?
That they're going to come all because she's got the land behind her house.
Mm-hmm.
She's afraid that the deer are going to come up and be curious on her patio mm-hmm. and come through the window or the glass doors.
Right. I see that. Okay.
I mean, if they see their reflection.
Does she have a dog?
No.
Okay.
I do, though.
Well, loan her your dog.
So, okay.
But no, you know, anything to make noise. Do they only come up once?
The windmill idea.
Yeah, kind of like
pinwheel.
That. Yeah. Yeah. There's stuff that stuff that repels birds also repels deer sometimes.
My friend, I will not keep you any longer.
We're fine.
Leave my dust to Robin.
All right, thank you, Kathy. I appreciate that.
Amen. Bye.
Bye-bye. Sorry about that, but yes, thank you, John. Thank you, Kathleen. All right. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. All right. Aaron, how was your week?
It was pretty good. I can't complain. Pretty productive.
Good. Glad to hear that. Glad to hear that. Now, I have just scattered all my papers, which have all my scripts and all my information, all over the floor, and it's time for me to start talking about Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, and I'm going to do that anyway. But these last few nights have been a little cold in the night, windy, that type of thing. But you know what? Gas fireplace insert is set on automatic, temperature set. If I open the door and the dogs go out, temperature drops a degree or two. Insert comes on, warms the house up, all automatic. Yep, set it and forget it. I can't remember what that was for maybe some oven or something in the advertising, but that's the way it is with my beautiful gas fireplace insert right here. We bought the Enviro. It's EX35 model. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville did the setup for us. They installed everything. They installed they helped us with the mason to come out and do the stonework. He put the hearth on. He put the mantle on. Did the chimney work. They came out and did the connection. They did the beautiful mounting of the stove on the fireplace. Expanded the firebox to fit that. We did have to have a gas guy come out and do his little extension of the gas line that was in the house, but that wasn't much. So we just want to recommend Hearth America at Backyard Billy's if you need any kind of fireplace insert. I see gas fireplaces is on their sign when I came by last night. So they do have gas fireplace inserts. They have pellet inserts, electric inserts, or even wood inserts from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. They have freestanding pellet and wood stoves in a lot of different styles if you need alternative or even primary heat in an outbuilding or garage or something like that. That's right, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. They're located right there in Kent Island, the end of Kent Island, Route 50. If you're coming from the bridge, exit 44B, that's Evans Avenue. And anybody that goes up Route 18 knows where Evans Avenue is right there. It runs right between 50 and Route 18, Graysonville. So we want to tell you it's backyardbillies.com. The Hearth America has a Facebook page. And 410-827-4500, 410-827-4500, that's their phone number. Why not stop by? They're open 7 days a week. The backyard is full of everything for your backyard at Backyard Billy's, and you can go inside and check out all the heat sources. We hope you do. If Hearth America is the fireplace, if it's heat that you want. And we'll be right back after these messages.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much and want to learn,
Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. At Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. Bel Air Gun Range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports, competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL handgun qualification license courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. Call 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Hey, the sale continues at Clyde Sports Shop. That's the Let's Go Fishing 10-day sale. Started a week or so ago, and now it's running out of time here. Today and tomorrow, March 22nd, 23rd, it's a store-wide sale where fishing rods and reels and combos and all fishing tackle is 10% off. That excludes, of course, bait and licenses, which they do have in abundance. Live bait and minnows, frozen bait, everything for any kind of fish, and crabbing as well. The big deal is you can save on premium monofilament line. It's just half price. Starts at 1.5 cents a yard, and all you got to do is take your empty spools in, you know, strip the line off of them at home if you want. And I guess they could do it for you. They do have the machinery to do that. But bring your empty spools in and let them install new line. Sales does not include Power Pro, which is braid. So they just do the premium monofilament, whether it's Shakespeare, Berkeley, or Strand, and they got lots of it. So, and speaking of Shakespeare Ugly Stick, and Fluger, rods and reels are on sale, as are the Penn spinning reels featuring the Battle 3 series and the Fluger spinning reels on sale featuring the President series. Have one of those reels. They're really nice. Kids fishing combos and kits are on sale, and all rods and reel combos are on sale. I'm going to probably stop by there today. We'll see, but I will be there one of these days. Don't forget, the Ugly Stick weightlifting contest. That's right. Got an ugly stick hooked up to some line, and you got to pick up the weight, and then all you got to do is write down your guess. Somebody's going to win something. I'm not sure what they're going to win, but we'll figure it out. And please see the collection of St. Croix fishing rods. Very, very good premium fishing rods, St. Croix. So, fishing licenses, all the lures and bait and terminal tackle for any kind of fish. They've got the circle hooks and bucktails and umbrella rigs and parachutes for striped bass. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Baltimore. Either Halethorpe or Lansdale, you pick. It's 21227. That phone number is 410-242-6108. Clyde's Sport Shop is the website, www.clydesportshop.com. Just check in on that. It's a brand new website. It's really nice. Been around since 1957. Stop by Clyde's Sport Shop, 242-6108. You'll be glad you did. We'll be right back.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
I'll keep my freedom I'll keep my guns, try to keep my money and my religion too. Try to keep on working, try to keep on smiling. I will keep my Christian name and y'all can keep the change. I'll keep my heroes, pictures on the wall. I'll keep my family safe, you bluff and I'll call. I'm gonna keep my big V8, keep my friends the same. Keep the government out of my business and y'all can keep the change. This country sure as hell been going down the drain. We know what we need, we know who to blame. United Socialist States of America. How do you like that name? I'll keep the USA and y'all can keep the change.
All right, there we go, little Hank Jr. So, I'm in the hospital last night. The nurse and the tech were in Robin's room doing something, and I had walked out, and I'm sitting on the bench out in the hallway between her room and the next guy's room. And all of a sudden I hear, "There's a tear in my beer." And I'm like, okay. And I thought it was commercials. No, whole song. Whole song. And then another Hank Jr. song came on. So I walked over to the guy. His name's Jerry. He walked over to the guy and he goes, I said, "Man, I like that Hank, buddy." He puts his thumb up in the air, you know, and I said, "Yeah." And he goes, "I like Hank too." And he's doing the YouTube stuff on his little tablet there in his room. This guy's quite a character. He won't stay in his bed. He likes to jump up and run around, and then they got to go find him and put him back. And yeah, and cusses through every meal. But, hey, he likes Hank, so. Anyway, one little tiny bright spot there in the hospital. So how about that? Take what you can get, right? We certainly thank you for listening to the show. We got Chris in Rhode Island emailed in, texted in. So nice to hear from you, Chris. We appreciate that. If you're listening anywhere outside of Maryland, just give us a call or send us a text. Drop us an email, too, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. We love to hear from our listeners from around the country. So we've got Rhode Island. We've got Maryland. We know we've got folks in Delaware. We know John is listening from New Hampshire. Morning, John. And he texts me every now and then. Likes to know about Robin. So fishing season is really starting to heat up. I saw some white perch the other day in a fish market that were just phenomenal. I mean, these were really, really, really nice white perch. I said, I'll tell you what, fillet me a couple of those. And he said, "Oh, these are really nice perch." I said, "Yeah, they're really nice." He said, "Yeah, but when they show up, some of these ladies show up and they get the biggest ones." I said, "These aren't the biggest ones." He said, "No." Man, these were nice fish. These were 11, 12 inch perch, and I had to have a couple fillets for those. So we've got that thawing out. We've got the got that in the freezer, and we got the deer. Last back strap from my whitetail from early muzzleloader is thawing out right now. We're going to make some crock pot stew with that. So that'll go in here later today. And I know, why waste a back strap on stew? But I'll tell you, it is absolutely delicious. Wouldn't have it any other way. Let's see. Yes, indeed. Morning, John B. Morning, John A. I got John A. and John B. John B.'s listening all the way from Ellicott City. Thank you so much. So, John A. heard me up there in New Hampshire. How about that? It is amazing, you know, for what we do on this show and the people that we reach. Kathleen checked in and said she can always put grates or bars, you know, on her door, or put plexiglass on the inside if she's afraid they're coming through. Maybe a simpler solution would be something like something like a photo or something, or even, you know, stick on some stickers on her window to disrupt the reflection of the deer. I'm thinking that might work, even you know, colored masking tape or something like that. Not that they see the colors. They'll see all the colors of shades of gray, but something that would distract them from, you know, seeing their whole reflection. She can put the tape on the inside or the outside of the doors, and same way with stickers, you know, some kind, picture, something in front of the glass doors. I know, but if that's the fear, that she doesn't want them coming through the doors, then you got to keep them away from the doors. So thank you, Kathleen, for that. It does. It is an amusing picture that the grates on the doors and the windows that Kathleen sent me. There's a deer standing there in a striped prison suit, which is pretty cool. Yep, decals. Thank you, John. Yes, indeed. Decals. Decals. Is that the word I was looking for? Rather than stickers? Decals. Sure. I like it. Mm-hmm. Put a big old Calvin and Hobbes. Put a big old Calvin and Hobbes on there like you put in the back of your truck window. Have Calvin peeing on something that, you know, she doesn't like, which is normal. Put a big Ford sticker on there. Big old decal. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, lights everywhere. That's right. Yep, motion detector lights. I don't know that motion detectors repel them. I really don't. I still think the idea of a dog would probably be the best. Yep. Get one of those little yappy ones. Yeah, get a Shih Tzu or something like that, like we have. They're noisy little buggers. You know, the Cabochon, when she gets annoyed, is a little barky, too. They're all chilled out right now. They're all asleep. I don't know how they did that for the show. But it's okay. They're not bugging me, and they're not chewing the wires. 410 WCBM 680. Come on, folks. It is time. It is time to give us a call. Fishing has gotten good. Trout season's right around the corner. They're stalking trout everywhere. Haven't been able to get out. I know what I can tell you about. I know what I can tell you about. Not one hunting bill passed the General Assembly this year. Not one expansion to Sunday hunting in Wicomico, Dorchester, or Carroll County has passed. No Sunday hunting bills passed this year. The Horse Council is continuing to block legislation that would expand Sunday hunting in Maryland. This is absolutely amazing. And by the way, the lead ban will not pass either. The lead ammo ban will not pass. So I find it very interesting that the Horse Council continues to have the influence that it has. And there's a reason, but I'm not going to get into it. I may get into it privately, but I will not get into it publicly. There is a reason. The Sunday hunting expansion for Wicomico, which was supposed to be amended to include Kent, and all Eastern Shore counties should have been involved in this. Wicomico was a delegation-sponsored bill. What that means is there was a meeting in Wicomico County with the county council. The county council had no objections. The county delegation, the delegates and senators from Wicomico County had no objection to expanding Sunday hunting in Wicomico County. Came to the committee, was not cross-filed in the Senate for some reason. Check out your senator in Wicomico County. And it was not cross-filed for one reason, but the other reason was it wouldn't come up in the subcommittee for the vote. The subcommittee chair would not allow it to come up for a vote, even though the votes were secured to pass it from the subcommittee to the committee, to the floor. The votes were secured, I know that. And it was stopped and stalled in the subcommittee because the chair would not advance it. What reason? May I ask, can we not expand Sunday hunting past the 10:30 a.m. limit here on counties in the shore and elsewhere to open up Sundays for a full day of hunting on private property? On private property. I don't understand it. I don't understand the objection. And the only thing I can say is the Horse Council, with their influence and their money, for some reason, continues to insist that, you know, even though they can ride 365 days a year, and they can ride on Sundays in hunting season, that hunters should be denied the privilege of being able to hunt on Sundays on private property. Where is the sense in that? It's a strong lobby. It really is. The Horse Council has a lot of money, a lot of influence. Now, in Wicomico County, I have no idea how many members they have in Wicomico County. I don't have any idea if there are any fox-chasing groups in Wicomico County. I don't have any idea why. So Sunday hunting expansion is dead in Carroll County, Wicomico County, Dorchester County, and the bill was going to include Kent County as well. None of it happened. None of it happened. 410 WCBM 680. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Let's see here. What do we got? Yeah, there's Steve. Current way to pursue white and yellow perch, open water rivers and creeks, streams, and never targeted them. Thank you, Steve. Any tidal river, Steve, is a way to do it. Even any back bay, target white perch. A lot of people use bloodworms. And bloodworms at $20 for a half dozen are a little expensive way to go. But you can get fish bites, which are bloodworm flavored. A little pack of those, cut them up in pieces and tip your lures with them. Use a jig. You can use a shad dart if you like. A lot of people use the little 8th ounce and 16th ounce round-headed jigs with a twister tail on them. They use beetle spins, which are very popular. A combination of a little heavier 1/8 jig on the bottom with a twister tail, go up the line about 18 inches and put a leader, about a foot long leader, on there and tie a jig on that with another twister tail, but make that one a little bit lighter, like a 16th ounce with a different colored tail. Chartreuse white, it's all good. Yellow's good. Toss that tandem rig out there. And mouths of creeks are good. The tidal rivers, the Choptank River, and all the Eastern Shore rivers are good. Any moving water is always a fun place to try for white perch. And keep your eye on the DNR fishing report. That's one way to do it. They give you the hot spots and talk to other anglers. Go to Clyde Sports Shop. Go to our sponsor and say, where are the perch biting? And they'll give you some ideas. You know, that's what I can tell you. Little jigs, little darts. If you want to go bait, bloodworms. I prefer night crawlers personally for yellow or white perch. Even yellow perch, they'll catch anything. But I caught more side-by-side one evening off the Choptank River Bridge, now the Bill Burton Pier, which is closed. Caught more white perch there one night and bigger ones on night crawlers than the fellows using bloodworms, so it was just a side-by-side comparison. They weren't happy with me, but, you know, I said, guys, look, you know, maybe it's just the way you fish. I don't know. Anyway, that's a little bit of a tip. Yellow perch are kind of moving out, but they're still catching a few, but the white perch are moving in. It's a spawning thing. One follows the other. Yellow perch come first, then the white perch in the rivers. And if you're not having any action, take a spinning reel and an inline silver spinner or a little spoon and throw it out there and try and catch yourself some pickerel. That's a good fight, too. So, let's see. How about that? Yep. Ooh, nice bass. All right, very good. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. We're going to take our second break right now. Aaron, why don't you just launch into that, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722. MadonnaSeafood.com. Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truck Liners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market, and MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, waterman, a weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle box, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Maryland Spray Linings. That's just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment to have your truck protected with a MilSpec liner today.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Put me on a mountain, way back in the backwoods. Put me on a lake with a big one on the line. Put me around a campfire, cooking something I just cleaned. You do your thing, I'll do mine.
Yep, you do your thing, I'll do mine. All right. Let's see. Let's talk to Ray in Baltimore. Good morning, Ray. How are you?
There you go. You got cut off there a little bit. I don't know if it's coming through or not.
Oh, you're coming through right now. You're coming through. Can you hear me?
There you go. I got you. I got you.
Well, you got to turn your radio down.
Can you hear me? Yeah. Over the telephone, I can't. But over the radio, I can. But anyway, I turn the radio off. But here's what I was just going to, first off.
Okay, Ray, you're gonna have to go turn your radio off and call back. All right, good. Thank you. Appreciate that. Okay. Yeah, when you call in, you can't have the radio in the background because there's a seven-second delay. So what I said 7 seconds ago is going to come back over the air again, and you heard it right there. That was a prime example. So glad to talk to you, but you got to call your turn your radio down. He's back? Okay. Ray, good morning.
Good morning. I only turned it on because the telephone wasn't coming through. But anyhow.
I got it. Here we are.
First off, I want to say Robin is getting better, and that is a great thing. And the greater thing is there's been a lot of people praying, and it just goes to show the power of prayer. And
that is true.
That's just to say that first.
That is true. Listen, I will say this straight out to our listeners. Your prayers brought her back from the brink.
I believe it. And the other is, so. I was going to tell you about Sammy the fishing dog.
Okay, let's hear about Sammy the fishing dog. Huh? Okay.
I've had on lots of springers, and Sammy was a springer, and Sammy was the kind of dog every little boy loves to have, and every grown man sees as a liability. And Sammy was about one or two. I took Sammy down to Red Bridges. And
great,
I was hoping there wouldn't be anybody down there. We were perch fishing. and I had a bobber there on the line. And every time I threw the cast the line, the dog would go in after the bobber. Mm-hmm. So I got smart and took the bobber off, and it was all right. But there were other people down there. And if they're, I knew I was in big problems, and I was catching fish like crazy. And every time they cast their line, there went the dog in the water grabbing after the bobber. And I thought, this is not going to go good. These people are going to run me out of here.
Oh, yeah.
So finally, I didn't know what to do with the dog. And finally, this guy, he casts, and his bobber comes off, and the bobber starts going down the stream. And the guy had, I'd say, a real, real southern accent. And it's kind of like this. It says that. He goes, "Hey, mister, you think your dog can get my bobber?" I said, "Yeah, get out, Sammy." Sammy hit the water, swam down the stream, and came back with the bobber. And and I come, me and the dog went over, and I said, "Give me the bobber, Sammy." And as I had my hand, the bobber went into my hand, and I said, "Mister, here's your bobber. But if I was you, I'd hold both hands in a cup there." And he said, "Why?" And I put that bobber in. It came back in 1,000 pieces. I better get out of here. So, anyway, the guy there, not my fishing buddy, Joe, that we're going to talk about someday again.
All right.
And I get my bucket. And my bucket's pretty doggone heavy, you know. And those guys don't have any fish. And I said, "Come on, Sammy, we got to get out of here." Okay. And as I leave, the guy turns to me and he says, here's the line. He says, "You know what there, mister? I'm going to get me one of them fishing dogs just like you got." So Sammy never went fishing again.
No, I'd say Sammy had to stay at the house, that's for sure. Yeah.
So, anyway, I'm having trouble hearing you on the telephone, but baby, time will be a better one.
All right. Well,
Robin.
I will.
Continue doing that.
Thank you, Ray.
Good
I
to
appreciate
hear you.
That. Thank you, man. Great story. Sammy the Fishing Dog. Yeah, you do need to write a book, that's for sure. I've got so many experiences out there and funny ones. You know, some of them I've shared. I don't know why this one keeps coming to mind every time Ray calls. I was just a kid. We were deer hunting, and we were down near Bellwood, Pennsylvania, and that was some land that we had permission to hunt on. And I think I shot my first squirrel down there. Anyway, we're deer hunting, and we're walking through a field. I guess we're going back to the car. I can't remember what the situation was, but here comes another fellow walking down towards us through the field. And I notice he's got a bolt-action rifle. And we start talking to the guy, you know, as hunters do, see anything, how about you? No, I didn't get anything. Back and forth. And I keep looking at the guy's rifle, and I'm wondering what I'm seeing. It was a bolt-action, probably 30-06 back in the day. I can't tell you the model number. I'm a kid. I have no idea what the model number was. But apparently his bolt had broken off on his rifle. So he decided to fix it, and he used his own method to fix the bolt on his rifle. So he welded a utensil onto the bolt stem so that when he worked the action, he wasn't gripping a rifle bolt. He was gripping a table utensil. And the thing that ran through my mind is, why, if you're going to use a fork, don't you cut the tines off? But that's exactly what was sticking out the side of his rifle. Off the bolt was a welded table fork. The old text, SMH, shaking my head, it runs through my mind right now. I will never forget that. That was 55 years ago, longer than that. I was probably 13 when I saw that. You tell me. If you're going to replace the bolt, or you're going to weld a table utensil onto the bolt of your gun, why not use a spoon? Can't figure that one out. Anyway, I hope you got a chuckle out of that, and I hope you got a chuckle out of Sammy the fishing dog. Cause, you know, I can imagine a dog getting excited and bringing back a fishing bobber. I drop a plastic utensil here in the house, and I can imagine what that's going to look like. Well, I don't have to imagine. I've seen it a couple of times. It comes back in chunks. So, yeah, Sammy got a little excited chewing on that bobber, and the man was got his bobber back in about 1,000 pieces. Good story. Drinking yesterday's coffee, heated up in the microwave, because I woke up so late this morning and I didn't have time to make coffee. So I had it in the basket, I had it, you know, in the filter, and I had the water in, and all I had to do was press the button, but by that time I had to get back here and get on the air. Anyway, I think we may have time for one more caller, maybe not, but we hope that you enjoyed this disjointed show. Sorry about the news for you deer hunters out there as far as expanding Sunday hunting. I am glad to report that the lead ban bill is going to die. That is one thing I'm very happy with. But I will, well, why don't we take our time and just tell you about Backyard Billy's one more time. When you go by there now, the backyard at Backyard Billy's is full. And when I say the backyard, that's the yard that's on Route 50 side. Full of sheds, greenhouses, dog kennels, pergolas, gazebos, kids' gym sets, Adirondack chairs, tables, it's full. When you drive by, you'll know that you're in the presence of Backyard Billy's, because everything for the backyard is sitting in Backyard Billy's backyard. Big place, big building. So you get off the exit right there, Evans Avenue, exit 44. 44B, that is. There's a boat dealer on the left. You'll go past the boat dealer. It'll be on your left. You go to the right. First right is Drummer Drive. That's where you get into Backyard Billy's, okay? When you park, Parkins parking lot, you are surrounded by everything. You're surrounded by sheds, tables. You'll see Adirondack chairs stacked up everywhere. You'll see loungers. You'll see anything and everything you could need, want, or imagine for your patio, for your backyard, for your deck, for your beach house. And when you go inside, if you go to the right, that takes you to the furniture room. You go to the left, that takes you to the barbecue grills. That takes you to the behind the barbecue grills is the entire lineup of fireplace inserts and freestanding wooden pellet stoves. You can't imagine the amount of stuff. You really can't. It's a day trip, and it's a wonderful place. So if you're looking for a fireplace insert to, you know, take the edge off, if you're looking for a freestanding wood or pellet stove, if you're looking for a barbecue grill, a pellet grill, a big green egg, that's the place to go, Backyard Billy's. The Hearth America is a part of Backyard Billy's. That's the heat part. So you can select a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood insert. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Stop in the showroom. You'll get ready for the weather in 2025. Open 7 days a week, Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. The phone number, 410-827-4500, 827-4500. Why not stop by this weekend? They are open Saturday and Sunday, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. If it's heat you want, Hearth America is the fireplace. There's the music. Thanks for joining us. Sorry that we had a little rough start to the show, but I should have expected it after the long week. But anyway, here we are. Thank you for the calls. Thank you for the stories. Thank you for the thoughts and prayers. Remember your family. Remember your loved ones. Give your family a hug. Give them a phone call. Tell them you love them. Love the Lord. See you next hour.